What's the title?
If there's hell below, we're all gonna go.
That's a hell of a statement. Track one.
Hello, it's the If There Is Hell Below podcast. It's all going off out there today, Callum.
Yeah.
People just throwing around poles.
Yeah.
Scaffolding. Scaffolding poles. Well, we do have a sort of congregation of gentlemen who drink Zivyek around the corner.
Cool, good.
The 99p shop.
Good.
Great. It seems fun, but I don't think...
Drinking Zivyak?
Yeah, just after building. Work. They've just finished work.
Yeah,
but like, fuck it.
I think, fair enough. I think more people should do that.
Yeah. Crack them open on the tube.
Yeah, do it.
I don't mind that.
If enough of us do it, they can't stop us.
One thing, if you wanted to do, if you wanted all that sweet little space on the tube, crack open a Zivyak and you'll soon find a seat with lots of space.
Yes, true.
Hey, I'll share a Zivyak with you. Anyway, right. That's something. Did I say welcome? Did you say you're Callum Eckersley?
I haven't even said that yet, mate. Don't know who I am. You didn't say you're Rob Morgan.
I didn't. Fuck.
Well, you're Rob Morgan. I'm Callum Eckersley. Welcome.
We're going to talk about songs and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess. That is something by Black Panties. It's a track called Prophet of Hate. Black Panties is, it says here, the musical endeavour this guy, St. Louis Luke Michalski, and he's in other bands called Vimana and Normal People. I need to take the out panels out of that. And so he dresses like, so it's called Black Panties, but he seems to have like sort of encased his head in a sort of tight balaclava of black panties.
Okay, good.
Which I think is a great look.
All for performance art like that.
Yeah, sunglasses and leather jackets, all the band are wearing. And they just do a lot of feedback. And they put out a couple of tapes. One of them's called Fuck Nelly, Here's Black Panties. And in between the songs, they have snippets from 1971's Bill Cosby Talks to Kids About Drugs.
Okay.
So I don't know whether that was pre-allegation. Pre-Bill Cosby. I mean, he was a bad man even then, but whenever they recorded this, but was it when people were like, yeah, definitely a bad man?
Yeah.
It is a bad man. Can't watch The Cosby Show anymore, and I used to enjoy that as a kid for this. So this is a bit from their writer. It said, here's a bit of their lyrics. It says, I'm not being negative, but everyone just sucks. So there's a bit of...
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
You got to listen to the lyrics. Anyway, they're a hardcore and roll band, or a guy, and they're about to put a single out called Prophet of Hate on Total Punk. Check out the Golden Pelicans' latest album.
Oh, yeah,
it's
great.
Like under 20 minutes. And, you know, I think we said it last week, how good it was, did we not?
Yeah, they're brilliant. And everything on Total Punk's brilliant. I've actually got something later on that's out on Total Punk as well. Great little label.
Great label. I like Total Punk.
I do. I love them. Next up for me is a band called Bodega Bay.
Oh, yeah.
And
have we had these guys in before?
I don't think so. I don't think we've ever had them before. We may have done, but they've got this 30...
The word bodega sounds
bodega
familiar.
Yeah, I think bodega is a word that gets used a lot in band names, maybe.
Yeah.
But they've got this 33-track album up on Bandcamp. You can buy it for $7, bargain. Every track is brilliant.
Yeah.
Really, really good. I found it so difficult to actually choose a track.
That's 33.
Yeah, 33. And there's a lot of like 30-second long tracks, but really catchy.
Hey, I like the name of this album.
Yeah, the name of this album, yeah, I should mention that, is Our Brand Could Be Your Life.
Which...
I'm surprised...
I'm annoyed that we haven't taken that,
because
we do pride ourselves on being a brand.
Yeah.
And we like that book.
Yeah.
Well,
they've done it.
I'm a bit annoyed about that, Bodega Bay. I might leave it enough time and nick it as if we came up with it.
But loads of their songs sound very sort of pavement-y.
Hence like the a lot of songs on an album thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a pavement thing, isn't it?
I suppose it is. They're a New York band. This song in particular reminds me a bit of... The guitar reminds me of Pale Blue Eyes by Velvet Underground. Mm-hmm. And they've got definitely a Velvet's thing to them as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, the track's called 16x9.
Spinning records in your eyes, dizzy with
I actually think the fade out is an underrated thing.
Yeah, it can be.
I like, you're like, where's that song going? In your fades in some out. Parallel universe. It's going on forever. But it's departing this planet, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's going, do you know what?
It's walking away from you.
Yeah. Where surface to air missive and other planets need to hear our wonderful song.
Yeah, so we're moving on.
Called Going Out. And we played them a few weeks back.
Makes me feel like going out, actually, that song. It's good.
Does it?
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
I feel like going out a lot.
Yeah, same here, to be honest, yeah. But that's a nice... I like that song.
Hey, Carlo, can I ask you a question? Song. What's your going out song? You know, you're like, it's a Saturday night, you're getting ready, you're going to meet all your friends, you might have a dance. It's one of those nights that you the possibilities are endless.
Generally, it's a lot of hip-hop, so a lot of Biggie, yeah. ASAP Ferg, some Kanye, stuff like okay. that.
Mine is Phoenix.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
If I Ever Feel Better and yeah. Too Young. They're like, come on!
Yeah, they are good.
So they've got that funk, and it just makes me feel good.
Good.
It makes me feel good. It, like, gives me, like, that extra little kick.
Yeah.
It's like, Robert, it's a fucking Saturday night. We've done the stats. We've got in the figures. It's the nation's favourite day.
Oh, I have the OCs as well. Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that.
Bit of, woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll pump you up. Hey, what's your going out tune at IHHB Podcast? We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, I would, genuinely would.
Don't forget to use the app. Our app. Anyway, right, so I'm going to be honest with you as well.
Go on.
So I haven't dug as deep as I should have done. So I brought Surface Air to Missive. And I usually don't bring, like, a band after I've played them, or we won't, like...
Yeah, yeah, generally try to avoid it. However, if it's good enough...
We played them a few weeks ago because they're on Old English Spelling Bee now.
Yeah.
They're a decent label.
I don't really know too much about Old English Spelling
Bee. When you check them again, yeah. You'll be like...
I'll check them out.
Yeah. Yep. Some records.
Yep, I like that. I like that.
Yeah. By artists I like to listen to. And yeah, so that was like a little 7-inch thing. And Nowhere then... Anywhere, I think it was called. One of those. And they've got the album out. It's called Third Missive. And that band are the fucking shit. The start of that has just made me think of Steely Dan's Change of the Guard or Changing the Guard.
Are they a band? I always thought they were a one guy thing.
I saw a video, Callum.
A full band?
There was more than one of them.
Cool.
But I think there might be one guy who does it.
I think it maybe started off as like a one guy.
Yeah, you know, like Tame Impala.
Yeah.
How it's essentially, yeah. Yeah. It's Kevin Parker.
Yeah, with pals.
And it's your boy, Jack Tatum?
Yeah.
Jack, need you to bring that album soon, okay?
Make my autumn better.
starting to become a bit of a joke.
And Japan Droids, if you're listening as well, come on. New album would be nice.
Yeah.
Be lovely.
What are you doing?
Yeah. What are you up to?
I'm worried. Maybe they've got to regress back.
I'm worried about them.
I'll buy out some calls.
Anyway, next up for me is... Oh, this is somebody who's come back from retirement. Mos Def, who retired that name, I don't know, a few years ago now, and said he wasn't going to record anything under Mos Def. It was going to be Yasin Bey. And then everything he recorded under Yasin Bey, I have to say, wasn't very good.
Yeah, I have to say Yasin Bey.
Sorry, mate, but it wasn't really good.
He ain't doing it.
But suddenly there's a track out there called Sensei on the Block, which is produced by Ski Beats, that is really good, and it's under the Mos Def name. I don't think it's a coincidence there. I think you should stay under Mos Def, carry on with stuff like this.
Do you think there's just something about him having that name that he's just better?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
A mindset.
Yeah. Just goes into Mos Def mode.
Is it Yasin Bey? Like... is that his name now?
That's his actual real name, I think.
Mm.
But I think he's doing stand-up comedy and stuff as well. But I've heard it's not very good. But
hey, that kid who's Childish Gambino, he's funnier than he is good at rapping.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I saw a stand-up. Actually he's made good? Me laugh, yeah.
Oh, good, I'll check it out. He was in that...
Donald Glover is better than Childish Gambino.
And he was in Community?
Yeah.
Never seen it. Maybe I'll check it out.
Do you know what?
Bit, no, not for me.
No, loads of people like it, mate, but... Hey, you might like it. I'm not going to be like your editor.
Well, I trust you, mate. Anyway, this is Sensei on the Block.
Chop, chop. Turn the vocals up. Chop, chop. Chop, chop. Even more, chop, chop. Body rock it, don't stop, chop, chop. Best stop. Do or die, stay fly. Listen, babe. Dude's too ugly to be the champ in the language we can clearly understand. Shabazz, Bay is the man, with or without a single fan. High ground and circus still stay feasting, not a chance. Heaven's advance, so we advance with the advancement. Enhancement, no robotic enhancement. Flow handsome, huddle the kitchen, put the fire, plug the pig pen. Thick skin, rich color, hard body, fresh butter. Rougher than leather from era lighter and thunder. Warm winters and cold summers, King Michael and Obama. Fucky drummers, daughters and sons, sonners, elders and youngers. To measurement beyond numbers. And came to break the gate like St. Tubman. And not for nothing, in this tradition, my beloved will not asunder. And keep it hunting, Illy's, Billy's, and Googly. As the Christ cracked the sky in Jerusalem. Make the devil stop all the foolishness and rude unruliness. Coony coonage and goony goofiness. Hallelujah, jumping Jehoshaphat. My mama ain't Shane Bucktown. Black and proud, you can say what you say. Something famous, who the greatest? Bay all day, blind eyes and liar lies. Do not make it fade. Cool frames don't qualify, sunblock. The coolest shades ain't never made the sun stop. Some hot, some not. Some never chase the sunspot. Black like gold, just divine. That's why the shine is on them. Come on and wake up. Never mind the makeup. Hey, bruh, it's time to get wrecked with the creator. Chop, chop. Sensei. Chop, chop. You're the best. Chop, chop. You're the best. Around. It's all over town. Center edge getting down. Hear it out, you're the best around. Chop, chop, sensei on the block. Chop, chop, let it knock. Listen. Them dudes too ugly to be the champ in a language we can clearly understand. Shabazz, Bay is the man, with or without a single fan. High ground and circus still stay feasting, not a chance. Heaven's advance, we advance with the advancement. Enhancement, no robotic enhancement. And flow handsome, huddle the kindred, put the fire, plug the pig pen. Thick skin, rich color, hard body, fresh butter. Rougher than leather from era lightning and thunder. Warm winters, cold summers, King Michael and Obama. Funky drummers, daughters and sons, sonners, elders and youngers. To measurement beyond numbers. And came to break the gate like St. Tubman. And not for nothing, in this tradition, my beloved, do not asunder. And keep a hundred Illy Billies and Googlians. The Christ crack the sky in Jerusalem. And make the devil stop all the foolishness and rude unruliness. Coony coonage and goony goofiness. Hallelujah, jumping Jehoshaphat. My mama ain't Shane Bucktown. Black and proud, you can say what you say. Snuff the famous, who the greatest? Bay all day, blind eyes and liar lies. Do not make it fade. The cool frames don't qualify, sunblock. The coolest shades ain't never. Never made the sun stop. Some hot and some not. And some never chase the sunspot. Black like gold, just divine. That's why the shine is on them. Come on and wake up. Never mind the makeup. Hey, bro, it's time to get wrecked with the creator. Chop, chop, and you don't stop. Chop, chop, we got the body rock. Center edge, where your head.
Squeeze the juice out of the headphones. Yeah. Semi Hendrix. What up, Jack Splash? You know, I woke up. Eggs over medium. Turkey bacon. Breakfast at Banks's. You know? Check it out. Yo. I was born to spit. Cause I sing like I JJ Fish. Get rich, back hit on my baby shit. Extorting whack rappers like payday bitch. You
watch Kardashian sex tape, stared Ray J dick. Lames claim they bout that life. Spit bars and pouring bars, I'm about that mic. Fish rhyming to my celly, I'm about that kite. OJ in the cold, I'm about that night. Cut your head clean off, I'm about that night. To switch from Dr. Jekyll to Mr. Hyde. So Mr. Hyde, we fixed the ride. Stupid hipsters in Brooklyn, shit's gentrified. My posse feel like hip-hop got too flossy. I put a rapper in a wheelchair like Degrassi. In reverse, then put him in a hearse, then put him in the dirt. Cause rappers let record labels put him in a skirt. Buy your matching purse, the truth hurts. Eat it like Big Lurch. I'm a animal cannibal, Hannibal Lecter. Organic and mechanical, tyrannical conjecture. Listen, when God speak, you a mental midget. No studio thuggin', I'm a skinny jeans bigot. Fuckin' truck stops a lot like lot lizards. It wanted six figures, so I grew an extra digit. Hello, hater, a celebrator sippin' Dom. I lock you in an elevator with Salon. If skill sold, truth be told, I ought to be financially like Double Jay-Z. Honestly, the world needs common sense, but I get bitches, so I've been rhyming like common sense. You ain't popping off, like trying to holler at a chick with boogers hanging out your nose, bro. Knock it off. No legs, walk it off. Cash rules, I'd rather let my pockets talk. And Donald Sterling got banned for life, so fuck him and his wife. Y'all forced me to be a one nigga slaughterhouse, a one man death jam. Wrote the Bible with my left hand, upside down doing a keg stand. Chris Hardwick, I'm talking to a dead man.
Nigga, I'm just talking table talk. Conversations getting reckless, niggas throwing so okay. How to disrespect the Last Supper? God is good, God is great. Bow our head and let us pray, amen. Nigga, I'm just talking table talk. Conversations getting reckless, niggas throwing so okay. How to disrespect the Last Supper? God is good, God is great. Bow our head and let us pray, amen.
My paintbrush paint felonies with melodies, baby. Banksy's. $1 million on the canvas, my signature's managed, baby. Banksy's. Every color of the rainbow, I chain like Django, baby. Banksy's. Mr. Vincent Van Gogh, creativity's for sale, not show. Breakfast at Banksy's.
Your bitch. Yo, check it out. Breakfast at Banksy's, Semi Hendrix, it's Jack Splash and Razz Cass. Yo, check it out, Jack. I made it a hot verse, now I made it a hot song, nigga. This shit is dead. Bury this bitch, nigga. Done. Murder. Murder.
How about breakfast at Banksy's?
Banksy, what, the graffiti man.
What would he be serving you up?
Something.
Because this is kind of what this track's about, mate.
Something supposedly subversive.
Mm.
So I don't know. Maybe some eggs that are branded with a KFC logo or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Something like that. Know,
you would probably get a sausage and egg McMuffin, but like the toasted would have like George Bush's face on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you look at the double sausage and egg McMuffin, if you stand it up, the two slices of sausage look like the Twin Towers.
Yeah, people would do that. You'd be happy to do that.
Yeah.
Always and making a point.
What?
Generally, Banksy.
Yeah, I mean, if there's one
quite thing... Quite ham-fistedly.
He's very good at the visual pun, isn't he?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, you know, like, Mickey Mouse is Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah, which I'm not sure what that means, but yeah.
Hey, I saw your Instagram on Dismaland. Yeah, and, good day? Western. Any excuse to get the Western Supermare, I say, mate. Right, okay. Yeah, but we do like art and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's something by Razz Cass and Jack Splash. The Razz Cass, the West Coast MC, does some stuff with Dre, being in things with Exhibit. And I think he does a lot of features.
Yeah, I've seen his name about a lot.
I can't say I know too much about him. I Wikipedia'd him. Hey, he's Pitchfork said he was the 30th greatest rapper of all time.
Wow. That's a big statement.
Yeah. That might have been until like other rappers came along. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what year they did it. But anyway, he's hooking up with Jack Splash to do a project on Mellow Music Group called Semi Hendrix. And that's a track called, well, I said it, Breakfast at Banksy's. And they've got an album out. And I think, do you know what, mate? The albums are the same name.
Breakfast at Banksy's.
Yeah.
Good title track.
Yeah. Almost too convenient. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What would Banksy say about it? Not very much.
He wouldn't say much. He'd probably do a stencil.
Yeah, he doesn't talk much. Not a big talker.
Yeah, he doesn't talk. Hey, mate. His art does the talking. He does some art
on your house.
His art does the talking. And do you know what? He seems a bit boring.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like...
Is he crusty?
Well, he's from Bristol. Not, and that's no offence to Bristol.
That's no offence to Bristol.
It's no offence to Bristol. I spent a lovely weekend, this past gone weekend, in Bristol.
It's a nice place, mate.
Lovely time.
Hey, all I'm saying...
Lovely time.
...is he's from Bristol... And it figures.
Yeah, we'll leave it at that. Anyway, next up is Shun Can, who we've had on before.
Have we?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have. Shun Can did some sort of solo stuff. She's called Marina Sakamoto. I think she's from LA, now lives in New Zealand, and now heads up a band. Released on everything on Art is Hard I've ever heard. It's the stuff that she's released. And she's actually going to be releasing an album now on Art is Hard.
Oh, mate, I heard this. It's so good.
Yeah, this song is great. It's got those Maskus feels. It's got all that.
Everybody's got their Maskus feels. And do you know what? I ain't bored of it.
No, I'm not. I don't think I'll ever be bored of it. Yeah, I'm not going to get bored of that.
Just like I'll never be bored of J Maskus's little grey head.
Yeah, if you're bored of that, you're bored of life.
Yeah.
But it's going to be released in November. On Art is Hard, who are a great label. We've said it before and we'll say it again. Check out everything they do.
Hey, and they're from Bristol.
Yeah, or they're living in Bristol.
Or coming straight out of Bristol.
And I went to their All Day Thing the other day in Bristol. And it was great fun.
Yeah, so we ain't having a thing at Bristol.
I'm not having a pop at Bristol. We stop saying we are.
Yeah, all I'm saying...
Krusty, possibly, Banksy from Bristol. A lot of graffiti there.
You know about Banksy and you know we're all counterculture and all that. We're counterculture.
Yeah. They're almost too counterculture.
Yeah, it hurts.
Anyway, this is called The Pink Noise.
I'm stick by me when times are rough.
This is. Is it a problem that Australia really are making the United Kingdom
look like a joke?
Look like a fucking joke.
It's not a problem. I'm happy about
it. Hey, music's a global thing.
Yeah, I'm happy. Great.
This isn't like. This isn't like. Oh God, look at the Australian FA. This is why they're winning World Cups. Music isn't a competition, but.
If it was, Australia would be doing pretty good.
Because
maybe second only to the US.
Because Britain always seems likes to think that they're like one of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you were a big power.
Yeah.
And you have your Ed Sheeran, but we're talking on sheer quality here.
Yeah.
This is all we
different kettle of fish.
Hey, all I want, Callum, is for folk to entertain me.
Are these guys from Melbourne by any chance?
Yes.
Of course
they're all from Melbourne.
Of course they are. Do you know, was it last week when I was saying, just get me over there now?
Are you up for that?
I'm up for it. I don't think it's got many snakes in Melbourne because it's a city. All these bands, sounds like a cool place. I'm up for it now.
It's on RIP Society. Of course it is.
Great label.
Of course it is. Woolen Kits. And they've been around for a bit.
I've heard the name around for a bit, I think.
They had an album out a few years back. It's on Spotify, like UK Spotify.
Yeah.
European. My Spotify. My specific one. Right. And they've just put out this little song, Girl With The Heart, which I think is dedicated to some friends.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a nice little... I like how laid back it is. I like that...
Yeah.
That's me being Woolen Kits. It's just like a 7-inch, mate, coming out. They, you know, sorry. Sorry, UK.
Yeah, sorry. Start doing more stuff like that, though, UK. Please, thanks.
Mm.
Next up for me, anyway, is something I wouldn't usually... I don't think I'd usually bring this sort of thing in.
You don't, mate?
No. It's sort of...
I think I'm starting to affect you, all this, like, need for doing... Like, it's not just songs with, like, singers in.
Yeah. Perhaps. But I heard this and loved it. I think it's a beautiful little song. And it is a little song. It doesn't go on for long. It's in, like, a minute and a half or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, it's lovely. Or it's like, one of those songs that comes and it goes. And you know what? You kind of miss him.
Yeah, you do. The guy who does it is called Dmitry Evgrafov. Evgrafov? Evgrafov.
Yeah,
he's Egrafov. He's from Moscow. He's a completely self-taught pianist and does a load of like sort of adds some electronic stuff to it as well.
Mm.
He's got an album coming out on one of Fat Cat's imprints, which is sort of like a new. I don't think it's new. They used to have it running, but it hasn't been running for a long time. But they sign sort of new classical stuff. So it's called, the imprint's called 130701. Catchy. But they're going to release a debut album by Dmitry in October. And it's just a lovely, beautiful little song, and it's called Real.
Thank you.
That's our weekly dose of good medicine.
It has been weekly lately. I've enjoyed it.
Hey, Callum, you offered up a little dose of some nice little contemporary...
I did, yeah.
You know, while a lot of these kids are dining out on those good Australian bands, power pop bands, little bedroom pop bands and indie...
Sure.
Hey, I'll
Which are
in,
all great.
I'll chuck in, like, some Ethiopian-rooted jazz music from Kolokuto, which is the project of... saxophonist Tamar Osborne, and she put out an album last year which is called Instead, and it's ace.
Nice.
You can expect all those. I don't know like what they're called, like maybe I should look into the technicalities. I like it when the two like saxophones are like in harmony or whatever.
Yeah,
the brass issues. Yeah, I'm good at chatting about about the jazz and stuff. Hey man, it just sounds good.
I like the bit in that where it sort of was building up to a drop type yeah. thing.
And then like it just goes music, nice.
Yeah.
Rather than it being like a bad, bad, not good. It keeps in that sort of
yeah.
modal jazz spectrum. That's actually a remix of Gozo, which was out last year on that album Instead on the Corner Records. Check them out. They're a really good jazz and funk label. The Expansions are a really good London jazz funk group. That is UK music, mate.
Yeah.
As well, so... You know, all right. You don't do too bad. We had Baron on last week.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, do you know what? UK, you're all right.
Yeah, of course you're all right.
We'll need some of you.
Oh, it's hard UK label putting out Shunkan.
Yeah. Okay. We were a bit hard on you. All is forgiven.
Yeah, everything. Anyway, next up from me is another Total Punk record.
Oh...
who I don't know too much about, but all you need to know, it's on Total Punk, it's heavy, called Patsy.
Just do yourself a favour.
Check out...
Like them on Facebook.
Like them on Facebook, like the SoundCloud.
Follow them on... Yeah, follow them on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
You're in for treats.
Buy some records off them.
Exactly.
They release some great stuff. Anyway, and this is one of them. This is Patsy Tully Tude High, which is coming out in October.
Yeah.
Sudakistan finally putting out that debut album.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? It's the first heard them.
Punk's Alive.
Of course.
Because that's one of Sweden's best labels.
Probably Sweden's best label, I'd say.
Do you reckon?
I don't know, actually.
Labrador Records.
That's true, Labrador, great.
Oh,
Punk Slam are pretty good at releasing stuff very often.
Yeah, which Labrador aren't, because they've got artists that don't always put out stuff that often.
Yeah.
You know. I checked out that album by the bloke who runs Labrador. I played it a few weeks back.
I can't remember the name either, but
it wasn't good.
Oh, no.
I know, tell me about it.
Oh, that's a shame.
That awkward moment when something isn't as good as you wished it was. Yeah,
oh, so awkward.
Sozo, mate, didn't enjoy it. It was only a mini album. Didn't even manage to keep me attention. Ow. Anyway, Sudakistan. They live in Stockholm, but some of them are from South Africa. But now, they've sort of found a home for their sort of age tribal garage psych thing they got going on. Heavy and fuzzy. The album is Cabello Negro, and that track was called Mundo Mamon.
Nice, I love that.
Callum, we've got to say goodbye to these people.
We have, actually, yeah. Sorry about that, we have to leave you.
We're riding into the sunset. Look. Those who ain't in the know, you non-UKans, it was a bank holiday.
Yeah. So we had a Monday off.
So we've basically been what we call on it.
Yeah.
What we call on it all weekend.
Yeah, and the Monday.
Drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Which you should do.
We're going to drive somebody into an early grave.
Just take it easy sometimes. But other times, party. It's kind of a party.
I know, that's basically the thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you need to slow down, you've got Collocutor and you've got, Dimitri.
Yeah.
Soothe you down.
Soothe yourself down.
And this is a great hangover song, this.
Yeah, this is lovely. Now, this is by a guy called Adam Finchler. I found his stuff on Bandcamp. He's got this 6-track album EP thing.
Yeah.
You can get it on cassette from his Bandcamp. It's called Hair Gimmicks of Apathy. A lot of it sort of sounds a bit Bill Callahan-y.
I like that man.
Yeah, he's got some lovely lap steel on some of the tracks.
That's one of my favourite instruments.
Yeah.
Of all time.
This track reminds me of that Evan Dando solo album.
Which one is it? There's one that you listen to, Bear.
Yeah, that's the one I listen to, Bear.
Yeah, thanks.
Baby, can't remember what it's called. Can't remember what it's called, but I listened to it all the time. The good one. He sat in a car on the front cover.
Noted.
Yeah. I'll remember what it's called soon, but it's the one that's got...
There's loads of albums that people are sat in cars.
Yeah, well, it's a great album. And his voice sounds... Minutemen,
something about people being sat in cars on the cover.
But this reminds me of that Evan Dando album. I can't remember what it's called at the moment, but it'll come back to me. It's a great track. It's called I Love the Woods.
Hey, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Solitary, I love the sea. Outside the monastery, I love the monks. They show me how to live. I wanna go to the city. Big brown building, I'm at the lab.
I love experimenting, I love the mice, they never get afraid. I wanna talk to God. Show me how to live. I wanna go to the city.